Right now it is time for us to check sports and bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So I watched the Giant game yesterday and saw them win. Actually, I saw the Cowboys lose, but the Giants still won.
So the referees help.
We'll go one step further than that in a second. But one thing I'll say about the Giants, and I know you don't like the Giants, and this was not a successful season, but I thought they'd wind up 7-9. They wound up 6-10. Some Giant fans were complaining about what happened with the Giants, and the Giants coach, Joe Judge, put it plain and simple. We don't lose those three games we were leading in the last minute earlier in the year. We're in the playoffs, so you know we have no one to blame but ourselves. And what he did over the second half of the season, taking a team that was 1-7 and they went 5-3 over the second half of the season, I think he's the right guy for the job. How long it'll take him to do the job, I don't know, but I think he's the right guy for the job. Now let's move on to the game last night. I don't want to hear anybody complain that Philadelphia pulled their starting quarterback and blah, 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 blah. I just don't want to hear it. I don't care if they were playing for a position and they didn't want to risk people against the Redskins. I don't want to hear it. Win those three games by the Giants and you don't have, and you're not going to blabber anymore.
Hey, but you put yourself in the position you're in.
And I'm so glad that
you shouldn't have to depend on somebody else to win a game for you.
And that's why I was so glad Judge said that. He has done really great things with the attitude of that team, but now that's just the first year. That's the beginning. We'll see what happens over the next couple of years. But I don't want to hear this and that. Hey, listen. I'm happy they went 5-3 over the last half of the season, and I think he's the type of coach that could possibly bring them to play decent football over the course of time. The Jets are the Jets, but now I'll take your opinions on those games. And by the way,
which ones?
The Giants game and the Philadelphia game, but also refereeing overall has been really inconsistent.
There was a call. I didn't watch any of the games. I saw some of the highlights as I was flipping around. There was a call which led to the Giants' field goal that eventually won the game. And the guy didn't catch the ball. The ball was on the ground. I mean, they enforce rules when they feel like enforcing rules. It's nothing against the Giants.
Yep.
They can only go by what the referees say. But the referees are inept and inconsistent and affect outcomes of games. So, you know, let's just say that Washington lost last night. So the Giants make the playoffs basically on a bad call.
Well,
it's wrong. These referees should be fired when they make mistakes like this. They got their replay. They got everything they want to try to get the calls right, and they still get them wrong.
Yeah. So anyways, good. We basically agree on both those things. So let's take a look at the AFC playoff pictures. Of course, Kansas City has the bye. The Bills against the Colts, the Steelers against the Browns, and the Titans against the Ravens.
I'm glad the Steelers are playing the Browns.
Yeah.
I really am. Because, you know, the Steelers was backed into that first place spot. And now they have to play the Browns, who are on their heels. And that's going to be the last game of the weekend on Sunday night. So I'm glad of that. Buffalo might be the best team in the division. They went out and they spanked Miami yesterday. That was a game Miami could have won to make the playoffs. And Buffalo thumped them. They put up over 50 points. And you hear all year that Miami's defense is their focal point. What happened to them yesterday? They went over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Yeah.
So, everybody just said, what about Kansas City? I think Buffalo's better than Kansas City this year. And they'll probably get to play each other because the discrepancy between Buffalo and Pittsburgh and Tennessee and Baltimore and Cleveland is big. And all roads go through Buffalo except when they have to play Kansas City. I think Buffalo's the best team in the AFC. But we'll find out.
All right, and in the NFC, the Packers, they get the bye. It'll be the Saints versus the Bears, the Seahawks versus the Rams, and Washington versus the Buccaneers.
Well, two of these games are like total mismatches. The Saints are going to crush the Bears.
Yep.
And Tampa Bay with Tom Brady, who threw 40 touchdown passes again. Hate him, folks. He'll definitely destroy Washington. Seattle and L.A., they're two teams kind of limping into the playoffs. Anything could happen there. But Green Bay's head and shoulders above everybody else in this division. So I don't think Green Bay will have any problems, including beating the Saints.
Yeah, I agree with I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. But anyways, it was fun to see the Giants get better as a season and not give up, and I really think Judge has a potential to be a good influence there. We'll see what they do now in the draft and future things. But
see, that's. Like you said, I hate the Giants, but you know I can take that hat off.
Yeah.
But, see, you're looking at it from one way. I'm looking at it from the other way. Yeah, they were a little bit better in the second half, but they're nowhere near as to be a team to compete for anything.
Oh, no.
They still got a long, long way to go. And I don't know about Judge. I mean, if he was 5-3 in the second half, that means he was 1-7 in the first half. Yeah, there was improvement, but I didn't see a whole lot of things pointing out there because, to me, their quarterback's still not a quarterback that's ever going to win a playoff game.
Well, we'll have to see
about
that.
I know you disagree, but I'm looking at it without that Giant hater hat on now. You know how you can do it. I don't see the Giants making any kind of progress to be that much better of a team. People could disagree with me. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, yeah. I say the telltale year is going to be next year, to see if you can keep that team attitude together, where they want. I'm not saying they're going to be a championship team any soon, but it would be nice if they played consistently 9-7, 10-6.
How many years
football.
Is this kid a quarterback there? This was his third year.
No, this is the end of his second year, and he actually only had. He missed three games in his first year.
That don't matter.
No, I mean,
if he doesn't show that improvement next year, they got to pull the plug on him too.
Yeah, the third year is going to be very important to him. Very, very important. All right.
And the Jets just pulled the plug on that team.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. Any other sports to talk about?
Yeah, the college games.
Oh yeah.
First one was Alabama dismantling Notre Dame. And I don't know what happened in that game. Alabama stopped playing. They were playing defense, but they stopped on the offense. They scored at will. And it's not that Notre Dame made adjustments. It's Alabama stopped throwing the ball. I don't know why they stopped throwing the ball. Did they have like a personal agreement with the crybaby coach of Notre Dame that they won't score 50 on them? Because when the game was over, and I think the final score was 31-14, I think that was the final score.
Yeah.
The Notre Dame coach had the nerve to say that we've improved and we played a good game because we were the only team to hold Alabama under 35 this year. Are you serious? Are you kidding? What kind of crack is this guy smoking?
Well,
Alabama pulled the plug at the end of the first half. They pulled the plug. I also had
some questions with the last score that Notre Dame had, that just at the last minute got them under the betting line.
Yeah, they covered the spread with.
Yeah, that happened at the very last minute. That just stood out to me like holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, for this nut coach on Notre Dame to say that there was improvement, I don't know what glue he's sniffing. And then I watched both games, of course, the Ohio State Clemson game. The game changed when the Clemson linebacker was tossed for targeting. Wasn't targeting. He hit him with his shoulder. That changed the entire game. And then ESPN was such a pro-Ohio State team. I don't know if the president of ESPN or whoever goes to Ohio State, it was so bad. You know how ESPN has all these different feeds? You watch the Clemson feed.
Yep.
You watch the Notre Dame feed. Then you're supposed to watch the unbiased feed. I thought I was watching the Ohio State feed because I thought Ohio State was led by Jesus Christ and the 12 apostles the way they were talking. Unbelievable. ESPN is a rat station, and I watched the game shutting the sound off because I couldn't take it no more.
All right.
ESPN should have a silent broadcast that you can watch so you can form your own opinions and think of everything yourself. And according to ESPN, I guess Ohio State should beat Alabama. That ain't happening.
It'll be a fun game to watch, hopefully, anyway.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, and Alabama better watch themselves because if somebody on their defense breathes heavy on the quarterback, they'll probably throw them out of the game.
You're right. That game did turn on that. That game did turn on a dime like that.
Did you see the one play with Alabama where the running back hurdled the defender and ran on for like 50 yards?
Yes.
That might have been the greatest play I've seen in years.
And
he got, how high did he get?
I don't know, but he's not a small guy either. That's another thing.
No, he's like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, and he weighs 200-some-odd pounds, and he easily got 3.5-4 feet in the air, easily.
Yeah, and the Notre Dame defender didn't go for the ankles. He was like going for the waist,
yeah.
And he hurdled him.
It was
most amazing play I've seen in years.
It really was. And he hurdled him and stayed on his feet. And got.
Yeah, he hurdled him and kept running in perfect stride. It was like a racehorse jumping over a steeplechase.
Yeah, it was amazing. It really was. All right. Well, at least we had some sports to talk about.
Yeah, it was a few things going on.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens
now
in the
what?
Playoffs. Well, and now we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
They start Saturday?
Yeah. My friend Bill Krasowski says the running back is 6'2 and weighs 225 pounds, and he did that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I weigh about 270 pounds. I could barely just get myself out of bed.
We were at the track, and I had it on one of the TVs, and, like, everybody just yelled out when that happened. And you know, you could imagine what they were saying, but that was an amazing play.
It was fun to watch. It was one of those fun to watch ones. All right, Mike, we will check.
Oh, and you didn't mention, but the Jets coach, he got the Denver boot.
Oh, yeah.
He's the first on the list.
Gone. All right.
Why he was hired, I don't know.
All right. Well, when will we speak to you next?
Oh, you tell me.
Well, if anything big happens in sports, we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll see what happens in sports overnight.
All right, just shoot me a text if you want me to call in or what.
Okay.
Or I'll shoot you one if I see something going on.
Okay, you got it, Mike.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.